Remember tomorrow's a new day. Sometimes the wind might blow you in the wrong direction, so you gotta find your own way. And your dreams are fantasies up to the sky you rose. But with the sun comes reality and your eyes close. Don't you worry about the past or what the future holds. Cause with your fear comes certainty in your very soul. But don't you take me for granted, my roots have always been planted. I have mended all my wounds. I know sometimes life can be hard, but you gotta push right through. Remember tomorrow's a new day. Sometimes the wind might blow you in the wrong direction, so you gotta find your own way.
Good, thank you.
Should we try Weirdo?
Yeah, you got the bass, right?
Yeah, you could probably leave it out of the monitor
okay.
For the sake of
So I hear that you've sort of got it going already. That's good. Do you want to check these two Neumann condensers here? Okay. Yes. This, I'm in the center one here. No, we should probably leave all this stuff out.
Okay.
Just make sure it's, you know, you can hear it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go over to the other one now. Here's number one. Check 1, 2. No, we have this bass in a DI.
Cool. Is it okay.
It would be better if it had phantom power.
Okay.
Probably has a battery in it, but we don't need to use it. Good if you are.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's time for our next performance of the workshop stage. We've had an incredible morning here, and it's only going to get better. Up next, we're having a workshop on our roots are showing. Down on the end, we've got the Straybirds, and if I'm not mistaken, it's their first time at Falcon Ridge, so give them a huge... Next to them, we've got Bellamy, who is possibly the youngest people ever at Falcon Ridge on the stage, although I don't know that for a fact. Next to them is Eliza Bilkison, who doesn't need an introduction. She's wonderful and will be on the main stage later today. And last but not least, we've got Spite and Dival, who will be starting us off today.
Hey, how you doing, Falcon Ridge people? This is Beth and my 15th year of coming to this festival. Our fourth year of playing. So we're going to get things started, and we got the pleasure of having Oliver from the Straybirds join us. And we are going to show our roots with a little mashup of Freight Train by Elizabeth Cotton and Louis Collins, which is trad but made famous by Mississippi John Hurt. A one, two, three, four.
Please don't tell them what you're training on.
This is a fun workshop to get into your roots. I come from a long line of musicians, like my friends here on the left. Maybe I'll do something at my grandmother's later. But I was thinking about what were my roots, and I thought, you know, pretty much George Jones and Joan Baez. You know, that those are the two singers I listen to a lot. And so I started writing a lot thinking about them. So this is a song that I wrote when I was really thinking about George Jones. And what a great singer he was. I'm so sorry to lose him. With a thumping four on the floor. So it's called Baby's Wakin'. And that, Oliver over there, are you in for jamming? Okay. It would be hard to turn somebody down in public. And then, so I think it's in the key of E. Isn't C on the fourth fret E?
My darling, when you wake up, I will surely be smiling just to see you on the wagon with your baby blue eyes shining. There'll be birds outside your window strutting and singing, glory, glory, hallelujah, baby's waking. Bright and wondrous morning, you will finally understand just how it feels to love a woman when you've grown into a man. When you face the lonely mirror and the truth become your friend, glory, glory, hallelujah, baby's waking. Baby's waking from a bad dream. He's gonna let somebody in. And the trouble that he's carrying, he's gonna let it go. Oh, how it waking from a bad dream. He's gonna let somebody in, and the trouble that he's carrying, he's gonna let it go. Oh, how it feels good to work it out. Oh, my darling, when you wake up, I will cross the oceans wide just to be loving witness to forgiveness deep inside. Until then, I won't be staying, but I'm hoping and I'm praying that some morning you'll be saying, baby.
The Institute for Musical Arts, which is somewhere that I've really grown musically, so I consider it really deep down in my roots.
I know sometimes life can be hard, but you gotta push right through. Remember, tomorrow's a new day. Sometimes the wind might blow you in the wrong direction, so you gotta find your own way. In your dreams, your fantasies, up to the skies you rose. But with the sun comes reality and your eyes closed. Don't you worry about the past or what the future holds, 'cause with your fear comes certainty in your very soul. But don't you take me for granted. My roots have always been planted. I have mended all my wounds. I know sometimes life can be hard, but you gotta push right through. Remember, tomorrow's a new day. Sometimes the wind might blow you in the wrong direction, so you gotta find your own way.
You better not. I know it's tempting, but remember you're just stuck in a rut. Your moves are swinging and you're lingering in places you better not. Just look ahead, hands on the wheel, believe you won't get caught.
I know sometimes life can be hard, but you gotta push right through. Remember, tomorrow's a new day. Sometimes the wind might blow you in the wrong direction, so you gotta find your own way.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, hello, Falcon Ridge. Thank you so much for having us here. Maya and I started playing music together about 3 years ago, and one of the first things I asked her to do was come over and learn this Leuven Brothers song with me. It was actually a Jim and Jesse recording of it, but, you know, it's all in there somewhere. These are definitely a strong part of our roots as a band, anyway. This is a Leuven Brothers song called When I Stop Dreaming.
That's when I'll
first time I ever wanted to die was the night when you told me you loved someone else and you asked me if I could forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting you. I would be like a flower unwanted in spring, alone and forsaken, transplanted in vain to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow of undying pain. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop thinking of you. You may teach the flowers to bloom in the snow. Take a pebble and teach it to grow. You may teach all the raindrops return to the clouds, but you can't teach my heart to forget.
Thank you, the Lumen Brothers. Hey, how about those stray birds, huh? Thanks, Mark.
All right, so we're going to do one of our own, but in an old-timey style.
It was love when you asked me to dance. It wasn't quiet in the glad of your stride. We could be so much more. You took me out at night, gentleness and light. You were such a sight to adore. Me in heels, round the floor, lost to the dance. And I know you're mad for me, bad for me, it's a shame. It's sad to see a tragedy. Now you're in the hall shouting again. Then you come down and around like honey whiskey. It was a shock when I felt the rock of your hand. Who's to blame for the game that is played between the moth and the you go to black from way, like switching off a day. Day turns into darkness again. And when you're done, I'll beg the crumbs from your hand. And I know you're mad for me, bad for me, it's a shame. It's sad, you see, a tragedy. Now you're in the hall shouting again. Baby, baby.
again. I take my meals on my own since you went away. Don't miss the starch in your collar or the hungry way you holler my name. You'd come home late at night, busted flat and tight, spoiling for a fight, such a shame. Back on my heels and alone since you went away. Then you come down and around like honey whiskey.
Okay, I'm going to do this song that my grandmother wrote. She wrote this in 1949, and my dad put it to music. He loved a nice dark melody and suited his designs. And my grandmother loved birds. She that's really her thing. She just went all over the world doing charcoal drawings of birds and putting together a bird list, and that was really her thing. This song, I think, pretty much encapsulates that. But in terms of my roots, I think just love of nature and also just the feel of a good dark melody. Dark comes down like a bird in flight. Most good people have gone to rest. But us poor fools who wake at night, when we're lonely, we sing our best. Listening heart out in the dark, a mockingbird in the tall oak tree. Bust his throat on a high sweet note, nobody knows he's there but me. He sings his best when nobody's listening, nobody's listening but me. Dark comes down like a heron's wing. Honeysuckle is in the air. That's when I like to sit and sing. Nobody listens, but I don't care. Out in the swamp, by a firefly lamp, an old frog fiddles his double bass. Over the hill, a whippoorwill sings her note from a secret place. She sings her best when nobody's listening. Nobody's listening but me. Thank you.
Minimal, very cool. Yeah.
Stay out of the way.
This song, I feel like, is what makes our band our band. When I wrote it, I was thinking about June Millington of the band Fanny, and she was really my inspiration to start playing all sorts of different instruments and not just sticking to what I know.
And you might have heard it yesterday also if you were over at the main stage, but this is our acoustic version.
Field said, try to never follow children and animal acts. So, sorry guys.
Exactly. Well, we are the animal act.
Oh, so it's really bad for us.
Oliver fed me that line, I'm not that quick. So you can talk to him later. One of the things we really love, as I try to recover from the chills that I still have from Eliza opening her mouth, is old-time music, Southern Appalachian old-time music. We love this music, and love the sort of the community groove aspect of it. Everybody just sitting as close as they can with their knees touching and playing simple tunes in simple keys for a long time. We're going to play one of our favorite tunes. It's called 5 Miles from Town. It's appropriate because we are probably 5 miles from the closest town. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I just got to say what an honor it is to be on this stage today with Eliza and Bellamy and our friends Stray Birds. It's wonderful. And is this weather amazing or what? All right, so everybody feel free to jump in here at Shady Grove. It's in G. Please sing it if you know it, play it if you know it.
My turn. I'm going to do a song that I wrote by, I did some research on my 8th generation grandfather, and I actually just Googled him. So I remember going to war with Iraq years ago, and I was doing a lot of anti-war music, and I was getting a lot of flack for it, a lot of hate mail and stuff, and so I knew I had this patriot grandfather back in there, so I Googled him to see if I could use him to plead my case. So I found all these letters online, letters written during the American Revolution, and they were all compiled into a book called The Huntington Papers. And I went through bid on this book and won it on eBay. And then I just started looking at these letters. They were written from the mid-1700s and all through the American Revolution in the 1780s. And back to his father, Jabez Huntington, anyway. My husband hates this, but my blood is blue. So anyway, I put them all into this song. And they had such a lyrical way of speaking then, and I really think if there's some roots here, it might be just that he obviously loved words. And there was kind of a cadence to the way he spoke, and once I found the rhythm of his speech, I was able to lift whole phrases without changing, in some cases, without changing a single word. So I set him up in 1777 when the British were occupying the great houses of Philadelphia and Washington, and my grandfather were in Valley Forge. We all know the story. So this is called Jedediah 1777. Jedediah out in the snow, walking the frozen trench lines, wet boots and his wool coat coming apart at the seams. Rations of hard-baked dough, handfuls of melting snow. What else can a man live on but his dreams? Not 20 miles away, in the mansions of Philadelphia, loyalists weighing their money down on the king. We provision enough for the day, but if victory were just for the wealthy, our noble cause wouldn't be worth the hardship we're suffering. Send the cloth for a good waistcoat. I dream of your hearth and the fields of oat. I wake to the drum and the trembling note of the fifer. May it please God in his great mercy to shelter our friends and our family. I remain your son most faithfully, Jedediah. I have seen a man who's seen a man who has heard the king tell of his intention our independence to declare. The peace will undoubtedly bring a great revolution in commerce. May it be our rightful fortune to come in for a share. My regards to a certain Miss Moore. I've stated my honorable intentions for her, but upon my return from this necessary war, she'll be my wife. May it please God in his great mercy to restore the joys of domesticity. Salutations to the family, Jedediah. Rejoice that the cause we're engaged in is in the hands of an almighty sovereign, who I doubt not is accomplishing the ends of his desire. My love to you and the fair Miss Moore, spare me a bottle from the cellar store. In my name let the contents pour, Jedediah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
this next song is called Travel On, and Amelia, another Amelia, and I wrote it, and,
it's about, staying strong, and roots are what make a tree strong, so, yeah.
This time last year, we were traveling across the state of Kansas in a blue Subaru Outback headed to Colorado, and I was reading the cover story of National Geographic, which was about the Black Hills and the Dakotas, and I was immediately inspired to write the song when I read the journalist's line about Mount Rushmore as a seemingly calculated insult. I guess I feel that this song really relates to the roots of this music because there are so many people who ended up in this country by force, and then there are people who were here for a very long time, and there's just a lot of layers to the land. So I'm going to do this one. It's called Black Hills. Told.
Involved in something. We're going to take you out. We got one more. You've been great. Cheer for the Stray Birds. Bellamy. Eliza Gilkinson. Where's Spike Dival? Hey, Stray Birds, we're going to do Make Me a Palette in E, starting on A. Here we go. One.
Breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. I left living in Tennessee. No telling where I might be. Take me down the pallet on the floor. Make it down right at my door. Make it soft sugar.
Thank you all. Thank you, folks.